What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello and welcome to the Earth Rangers podcast. I'm Earth Ranger Emma, and the year is 2021. Happy New Year, everyone. Let's make it a great one, full of amazing nature adventures and animal facts.
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
All right, Earth Rangers. Today, we will be announcing the winner of our Animal Encounters Audience Contest. All through last year, you guys have been sending in your favorite stories about times when you encountered animals in the wild, and I loved listening to them so much. And although our Animal Encounters contest may be over, just a reminder, if you want to send me a recording with your thoughts, topic requests, or questions, just go to earthrangers.com/podcast and click on the green Leave Us a Message button.
Hi, Earth Ranger Emma. It's Sadie from Hamilton, Ontario in Canada. I just wanted to say I love your podcast and listen to it every night. Bye!
Hi, I'm Michelle from Ontario. I'm going to tell you a joke. What goes thump, 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 squish? Thump, 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 squish. Give up?
An elephant with one wet shoe!
Hi, my name is Earth Ranger Dan. I love animals. Last spring, I adopted a lovebird. Her name is Marley. We rescued her from the animal shelter. My next plan is to finish for the birds mission. There, we have to create shelter for the wild birds in my neighborhood.
I'm Ethan from Mission BC. I love your podcast, and I always listen to them every day.
I love Earth Rangers. It's so amazing. Love you. Bye.
Oh, thank you so much, Earth Rangers. I really love making this podcast for you, so I'm always glad to hear you guys like it. Now, who's ready for a little challenge? Ears up, because it's time for...
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Okay, you know the drill. I'm going to play a little sound clip, and you have to guess what animal made that sound. Are you ready? Listen up. Any ideas? Let's listen to it one more time. Okay, I'm gonna give you a hint. It's not a baby hippo with hiccups. Think you know the answer? Then stay tuned until the end of the episode to find out if you were right. Okay, before we announce the big winner, let's hear a few more of your animal encounter stories. You go first, Earth Ranger Zara.
Hey, Earth Rangers. This is Earth Ranger Zahra from Toronto, Ontario. I'm 11 years old. This is the story of a wild game of cat and rabbit. So one day, we saw a rabbit making a burrow in our garden. It was fall, so there was nothing left in our garden. So it was just tunneling into it and finding leaves and sticks and bringing them back. We were pretty sure that it was making a burrow, but maybe it wasn't. Anyways, suddenly two cats came out of nowhere into our backyard. They weren't wearing collars, I think. So either they were strays or maybe their owners let them out and then they got out of the backyard. They were kind of glaring at the rabbit, and the rabbit got really scared. And then the cat started chasing it all over our backyard. Eventually, the rabbit just left. We were feeling really sorry for the rabbit because it never got a chance to make its burrow. But our mom was on the cat side. She brought some tuna outside and she actually put it out for the cats just in case they ever came back. They never did. We never saw the rabbits or the cats ever again, but we hope all three of them got somewhere safe for the winter.
Whoa, so thrilling! Cats versus rabbit in your backyard! Thanks, Earth Ranger Zara! Sienna, your story is next.
Hi, I'm Sienna, and I'm from Ottawa, Ontario. And this is my story of when I saw a beaver. So I was having a campfire with my family when I suddenly saw something moving in the water. I thought it was an otter, but it turned and swam into the water, so we got to see its tail. We knew it was a beaver because it had a beaver tail. That's my story of when I saw the beaver. I hope you enjoyed my story. Bye!
Nice job, Sienna! And you're right. As we learned in our river otter episode last year, the best way to tell a beaver from a river otter is by looking at their tail. All right, Cosette, your story is next.
Hi, I'm Cosette, and I live in Calgary, Alberta. I want to share my animal encounter. It's from when I was on vacation in South Africa, because my dad's from there. Now, it's kind of weird because it involves monkeys and peacocks. So, one day I was at the animal shelter in South Africa, Durban, and I saw like almost 100 monkeys in a tree, and there was a play park and I wanted to play on it, but I couldn't because the play park was filled with peacocks. Once, the monkey actually went down and climbed on the monkey bars. I saw a monkey on a tree giving a massage to the other monkey. It was really funny. Oh, and I also saw baby monkeys. So cute. They were like so tiny and they were on their mother's back. Like they looked like they were a backpack. Oh, and this is even funnier. My mom, she was eating a scone from the restaurant there on the picnic table outside, and a monkey actually come to take it, and she got a piece. It was like licking its paw with whipped cream on it. That's my animal encounter. I think I'm gonna name it the Peacock Monkey Situation. Bye!
The Peacock Monkey Situation. That's a good one. Thanks, Cosette. And finally, before we reveal our winner, one last story from Earth Ranger Miriam.
Hi, Earth Ranger Emma. My name is Earth Ranger Miriam, and this is my animal story. Once, when I was little, me, my uncles, and my cousins saw a little baby bunny on the street. It had an injured leg, so we took a towel and gently picked it up, put it in a laundry basket, and brought it inside. We gave it some coriander and some water. The next morning, when I came back from school, my grandpa said he put it outside and let it be free.
So cool, Earth Ranger Miriam. I'm glad you rescued that baby bunny with the injured leg. Now, before we draw the winner, let's get back to our mystery sound. Let me play it for you one last time. Ready to guess? If you guessed seal, you're right! More specifically, that's the sound of a harp seal. Harp seals are from the far north. They love the chilly weather. These super seals can grow nearly 2 meters long and weigh over 130 kilograms. They can live for up to 30 years in the wild, but they're extra cute as babies. You've probably seen pictures of the white-furred pups. I'm looking at a picture right now, and I mean, they're just about the most sweetest, cutest, most adorable, most cutie pie little tiny babies in the whole wide world. Sorry about that. Back to the facts. Harp seals are not picky eaters. They'll eat fish, invertebrates, pretty much whatever they can get their flippers on. Unfortunately for these pinnipeds, they're on the menu for other bigger creatures. Polar bears especially enjoy having a seal meal. These seals are pretty abundant in the Arctic, but climate change is affecting the amount of ice they have, and that spells trouble for these marvelous mammals. That's why the world needs amazing Earth Rangers like you, to help protect and conserve the planet for all the creatures on it. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time to reveal the winner of our Animal Encounter Story Contest! But before we do that, I want to give a huge shout out to all the stories we got from you listeners. There were so many interesting and exciting stories, and I just would have loved to play all of them on air. Just to name a few, I want to thank Grace from Australia for the story about the ducks and the brown snake, and thanks to Earth Ranger Manith, who sent in two amazing stories, and to Elijah with the story about the deer and the snake. So scary! And Emma from Calgary with the story about the fish hunting other fish. That was really cool. And there are so many more. But now, it is finally time to reveal our winner. Okay, I wrote every single name on a piece of paper and put them all into this big glass jar. Let me shuffle them around a bit more. Okay, drum roll, please. And the winner is Robin, with her story about the baby snapping turtle.
Just give me one sec. Okay.
You can check out episode 43, The Case of the Slytherin Milk Thief, and Science with Cabbage to listen to the story again. Thank you for this great story, listener Robin. And guess what? You won an Earth Rangers water bottle, a limited edition button set, and a surprise plushie! Woohoo! Oh man, that was fun. I love contests. So you know what? Why don't we do another one? For our next contest, we are looking for junior wildlife reporters. If you ever wanted to be a podcast correspondent, then here is your chance. I'm asking you to create your very own animal report. It could be about your all-time favorite animal, and you can share some cool, wacky facts that nobody knows about them. Or it could be about some rare animals that most people would never have even heard about, or cool conservation projects that happen in your neighborhood. And if you really want, you can even make your own quizzes, riddles, and games. It is 100% your segment. But we'll help you out a bit by adding cool sound effects. I'll give you an example for what I mean soon, but until then, you can start thinking about ideas. I cannot wait to hear them. Okay, Earth Rangers. Thanks again to everyone who sent in a voice recording, email, commented in the app, or sent a message in a bottle. You guys are the best. Until next time, stay creative and keep on ranging.
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or anytime. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shoutout for a chance to be heard on this show.